This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. A panel of outside advisors to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has recommended emergency use of Moderna's coronavirus vaccine. We get more from AP's Mike Gracia.
The COVID-19 vaccine from Moderna and the National Institutes of Health has been endorsed by a panel of advisors for the Food and Drug Administration. Dr. Melinda Wharton of the CDC took part in Thursday's debate.
I strongly support that the benefits of the vaccine outweigh its risk for use in individuals 18 years of age and older.
The Moderna vaccine showed 94% protection against COVID-19 in the company's ongoing study of 30,000 people. Like the Pfizer vaccine, a second shot is required. But unlike the Pfizer vaccine, Moderna's does not need ultra-cold storage. FDA emergency use authorization for the Moderna vaccine is expected soon. Mike Gracia, Washington.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Thursday appealed to rich nations to support the purchase of coronavirus vaccines for poor countries and to refrain from hoarding the doses for themselves. Speaking to reporters after a meeting with Germany's foreign minister, Guterres said he's appealing to rich nations not to hoard the doses.
We need to be able to make a vaccine available to everybody, everywhere, and affordable by everybody, everywhere.
Guterres warned that it is in all countries' interests to ensure broad immunization because, in his words, nature always strikes back. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits rose again last week to 885,000, the highest weekly total since September, as a resurgence of coronavirus cases threatens the economy's recovery from its springtime collapse. Before the coronavirus erupted in March, weekly jobless claims had typically numbered about 225,000. This is VOA News. 344 boys were released Thursday after being abducted last week by Boko Haram from their school in northern Nigeria. According to the governor of Katsina State, some of the boys remain missing. He said that they have recovered most of the boys, but not all of them, in an interview with State Channel NTA. The governor noted that the boys who were released were found in a forest in the neighboring Zamfara state. Nigerian spokesman Abdul Labaran said in a statement the boys were being taken to Katsina City and would be reunited with their families. The news comes shortly after a video was released Thursday purportedly showing some of the hundreds of kidnapped Nigerian schoolboys with the Boko Haram militant group. Wearing a white medical mask, French President Emmanuel Macron went ahead with a planned speech by video conference Thursday, hours after testing positive for COVID-19 following a week in which he met with numerous European leaders. We get more from Reuters' Maha Abdeldraoui.
In a statement made on Thursday, the president's office said the diagnosis was, quote, made following a PCR test performed at the onset of the first symptoms. The 42-year-old will self-isolate for the next 7 days, but, his LSA office added, he will continue to work and carry out duties remotely. In addition, in the last 2 weeks, Macron has met with numerous world leaders, including the prime ministers of Portugal and Spain, Egypt's president, and attended a summit that included the heads of state of Germany, Italy, Belgium, and the EU chief, among others. Prime Minister Jean Castex will also self-isolate after coming into contact with Macron over the last few days.
That's Reuters' Maha Abdeldraoui. U.S. authorities are expressing increased alarm over a hack of government computer systems worldwide. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Officials suspect Russia was behind the sophisticated hack of government agencies, including the Treasury and Commerce Departments. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Agency says the intrusion poses a, quote, grave risk to federal, state, local, tribal, and territorial governments, plus critical infrastructure entities and the private sector. The agency warns it'll be hard to remove the malware inserted through network software. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
On Wall Street, stocks closed at record highs, even as congressional negotiators haggled over a COVID-19 relief bill. The Dow Jones Industrials gained 0.49%. The S&P 500 was up 0.58%, while the NASDAQ gained 0.84%. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.